Giger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week, as always, is my wife, Tanya.
Hello!
And we also have some very special guests.
Woo!
Our northern correspondents.
Yes!
We have Rachel and Paul, or Paul and Rachel, depending on how you want to...
Yeah, it's definitely Rachel and Paul.
Rachel and Paul.
Yeah.
So, just as a quick bit of information for the listeners, we have Rachel is actually one of the tech women of the year.
She's won the award, so congratulations! Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Very exciting.
What will you be doing with your powers?
Well, I have a very impressive trophy now, which is living upstairs. Nice. I've got an award ceremony to go to in about a week's time, and I don't know in terms of the powers. I'm wondering if they'll get bestowed on me at that award ceremony.
Well, I believe from what I've read, it's powers of electricity, and you can manipulate technology to do whatever you want. So,
wow,
that'll be brilliant.
Yeah,
I think you'd be part of the Umbrella Academy after this.
It's true,
totally, absolutely.
Literally, like shooting USB drives at people and things. Be great. No, we're very proud.
We are impressed.
Over here at Big Timmy's house. sorry, the way I said that, really, we are genuinely proud of you. It just sounds weird, me saying it. We've got a very exciting subject. I've actually been waiting since the last time you guys were on to do this. We're going to look at some movie conspiracy theories.
How long ago was that? I'm trying to remember the last time.
It was like a year.
Over a year ago, wasn't it?
It would be over a year ago. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah. My God, we were so much younger and
so much
good things come. Good things come to those who wait, Timmy.
Yeah. That's well, true. I mean, I'm personally bursting at the seams with this. It might just be the fact that I put on a lot of weight since I last saw you, but you know what? It's all good. I believe that you had a proven theory.
Yeah, a bit of a revelation, actually. It's a fact. It's actually a little known fact that I stumbled across the other day, just when I was thinking about coming on here. And are you sitting down?
Yeah, just about.
Okay.
I'm nearly lying down, actually.
Right, well, you're probably not going to believe this, because I was the same when I first heard it, but The Matrix is actually a documentary.
What?
Now, exactly. I was honestly the first time when I read it and I thought about it and I thought, no, that can't be. You know, I've seen Keanu and John Wick. He's an actor. But no, it's actually true. It is a documentary.
Wow.
And it's another little known fact that Louis Theroux played a vital part. He was in the credits. He'd bring his documentary making prowess. So. Yeah, it's certainly a nut buster, but yeah, it's a fact. So
my nuts have been busted.
Yeah,
with this, I am. Wow, I mean, who would have known?
Who would have thought?
I know.
I mean, what I I'm always shaking my fist at Louis Theroux.
Yeah, honestly, you'll never look at him in the same light again. I think. I mean, when you watch it again, you can see his hallmarks. I mean, he's all over it, isn't he? Really, every scene I watch now, I think Louis was in the background for that.
Thinking about it, actually, when the shootout with Agent Smith happens at the end, you do see Louis poke his head round the corner in the corridor. He's sort of like. He sort of looks in, and then he does actually say, I always wondered about that bit of dialogue where he says, "So what are you doing here?" And then Neo obviously says, "Oh, I'm just using the Matrix."
Yeah.
So my mind is personally blown.
Yeah.
I wish I had like thunderclaps or something for how dramatic that is.
We need some symbols.
Well, I think the key thing, I mean, the only reason I've divulged that, because I say it is a little known fact, and I know it's a big revelation for the world, so I'm hoping this isn't going to go viral. But I just think it's a benchmark, you know? I think it's something to build from, so we can go on all the other bullshit we're going to talk about with conspiracy theories, safe in the knowledge that we've got some fact to build it upon.
Well, I was hoping to... Because I was there thinking, like, everyone likes conspiracy theories nowadays. Some of them are mainstream, like, you know, that you know, about I don't know,
the
like
5G and... causes COVID. That's a nice one.
The COVID is also not real.
I did
see an article today in which the a lady sent a child infected with COVID into school because she didn't believe in it because she read it on Facebook. So, you know, it's good to start off with a nugget of truth to then go into the dive head first into the bullshit.
You can hang all that bullshit from that nugget of truth.
So as the tech lady of the year, Rachel, did you get this fact?
We had a whole discussion about this fact, didn't we? We were thinking, Tim, about other...
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We were having a discussion about other conspiracies. I should say conspiracies, not other conspiracies, because, of course, that is a fact.
Come on.
We were really interested to know what you were going to throw at us, and we've come up with a few of our own that we may be able to throw back.
Oh, okay. So how about we... I'll give you one.
Yeah, go on.
And then you can give us one. So I think we've already mentioned it. We've mentioned it a few times on the podcast, but it's one of my favourite conspiracy movie theories, which is that in the movie Grease, Sandy is dead.
Yes.
And I just want to say that the evidence is so amazing. It's basically one line in which Danny Zuko says, "I saved her life. She nearly drowned." And then people have basically gone like, "That means that she did drown, and she's dead." And the entire movie is just her, like, fantasizing in her last moments of life that, oh, this is what high school will be like and graduation. And I've got to say, like, it is the biggest. I mean, look, Grease is not very realistic in the whole sense. Why the hell would she imagine, like, all the other people having their own storylines, like dropping out of school?
Yeah.
Dropping out of beauty school.
Getting pregnant.
Getting pregnant, but then not being pregnant. And then having sex as soon as you find out that you're not pregnant as a teenager. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things where I'm just like, I'm pretty sure you'd just be focused on your own bullshit.
Yeah, you would.
And maybe... I would be like, you know, oh, I've befriended a giant robot. I wouldn't befriend John Travolta. I'd befriend a giant robot like Optimus Prime and be like, let's kill. And even if John Travolta was saving me, maybe the robot would have his face. I don't know. What do you guys think of this one?
Well, I think the best thing from that was just picturing John Travolta with a robot's face. Or would it be a robot with John Travolta's face?
I imagine it would be Optimus Prime.
Yeah,
with John Travolta's face.
Fantastic. Well, I'm stuck there because I mean I haven't really seen the film.
I guess so. Yeah, I've probably got more insights into this one. I think, Timmy, that would make a lot more sense of the song "Beauty School Dropout" and the whole "Beauty School Dropout" sequence, which is a strange interlude in the film.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know. And also, I mean, "Hopelessly Devoted to You" is one of those saddest songs ever, isn't it? So,
yep.
Would that be a few?
Maybe that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that Danny Zuko meets this girl, she drowns, and then he's like trying to save her, and then he's like, "I'm hopelessly devoted," as he's trying to resuscitate. It's a bit dark, really. And I tell you what, I do enjoy Grease. I'm not going to lie. It's great. You've got John Travolta. You've got the lady. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Oh, God. No, it's going to really annoy me now.
Olivia Newton-John.
That's the one.
Yep.
I mean, she's fantastic. She looks so happy when she's in the car. Yeah, because the other bit of evidence that people use is the fact that the car drives off into the sky, which I'm like... Look, I've seen Back to the Future 2. The car drives in the sky. I'm saying that it's just Doc Brown's involved. That might be my injection into that theory, is that Doc Brown gave John Travolta a flying car.
Certainly possible in this world of movies, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, look, it's all connected. I watched Avengers. It was in Avengers 2. That works for me. I mean, it's like, yeah. Sure. So, yeah, are we going to say, what do we feel about Sandy dies in Grease? Are we saying it's bullshit, or are we saying it's credible? I'm voting bullshit.
Well, I'm going bullshit, but I think it would make an interesting Halloween version.
That is true, actually. I would enjoy watching a Halloween version of it.
Like a John Carpenter's director's cut. Yeah, I think an extended cut in which they added extra scenes where, like, I don't know, like the cast of Twin Peaks come into it or something, and they sort of like go like, "Sandy, you're dead," and she's like, "You're just weird old people. Get away from me." I would pay to see that.
That would be an interesting twist, definitely.
Yeah. So wait, are we? I'm voting.
No,
I'm voting no at the moment.
No.
So, what do you guys think? Are you going? Are we saying bullshit?
Well, I don't really know what to say because I haven't really seen it. I'm sure Rachel's made me sit down and
I've tried it. And I've tried to do that.
Yeah, and I've probably just fallen asleep through sheer boredom.
You're just.
I mean, I'm not
going
to lie. It doesn't like. It's not like as gripping as.
Well, it's not exactly a Schindler's List, is it?
It's no Schindler's List.
Exactly. So, I mean, the film was bullshit. So I think the conspiracy also has to be bullshit. Everything about that film is bullshit.
Okay, so we're giving it a Big Timmy seal of bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
I wish we had like a brand now that could. It's not a video podcast, but like, imagine there's a brand coming at you, listeners, and it's like bullshit.
Stamp.
That's if you're
if we had like a sound button that we could press, like a bullshit button.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Oh, I wish we need a soundboard.
Right.
Next time. Soundboard. Bullshit. Right. So, do you guys want to deliver one of your bombshells? Of bullshit.
On the Rachel. Crack on, because Rachel said that we thought of our own.
And now I'm forgetting what they are. You know?
Well, I only thought, the Matrix wasn't a conspiracy, the Matrix was a fact. And I kind of left it there, if I'm honest, because that was...
That's enough.
No, let's carry on with yours, Tim.
I was stuck with facts.
And we'll see if we can remember ours along the way.
So, have you seen the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, God.
You have.
Yeah, ages ago, and I barely remember it.
Okay,
it's another one that you said, well, we're gonna have to. This is embarrassing. Go on. I was gonna say, I really like movies and I've watched a lot.
The first two movies you mentioned,
I'm thinking, I know it's got what he's facing from
Matthew Broderick.
That's the one,
yep.
And I know he dances on he sings a song, doesn't he?
He does Twist and Shout.
That's the one. So,
that's our combined knowledge.
Go on then, but I'll you know, just to give you a heads up, this might also be bullshit, but go on, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I think this is this is definitely bullshit, because there's other factors, but so it's a movie, for those of you who haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, or haven't seen it in a while.
Nope.
It's basically about this guy who fakes being sick to get off school. Now his friend is constantly off school with various illnesses and things like that. So the idea is that the friend, whose name's Cameron, has actually made up Ferris Bueller in order to sort of break free of his like permanent sickness. So he's like fantasizing about what he would do on his ideal day off from school sort of thing, when he's actually in bed sick and dying of various things. And there isn't really, it's basically just because like Cameron's really like shy and sort of withdrawn, and the character of Ferris, who the movie's about, is sort of outgoing and smart, and he's always fooling people. He's got a girlfriend, and the girl that's playing him is sort of like playing this like, you know, high school girl, and people have sort of in the conspiracy theory circles have basically gone like, oh, she looks dead-eyed and not interested, and she's not sort of there. And it's like, yeah, it's because she's a teenage girl. Like, that's how they are, as far as, well, that's the argument against it. But, I'm going to say it's bullshit because I've seen the movie, and there's a lot of outside factors that factor into what they do during the day off sort of thing. So, as the authority on this movie, I'm saying it's bullshit.
I've not seen it, so I have no idea.
I think we're going to bow to your authority.
Well, I also think it's bullshit for the reason that Ferris is just not a name. So Mr. Bueller, or whatever you call him, I mean, they've called him Ferris, so clearly it's a made-up name, so it has to be a dream sequence, isn't it, really?
Oh, wait, so you're saying it's real?
Oh, God, what have I done there? Have I just... That's bullshit. Yeah.
No, I mean, you're quite right. Ferris is a bit of a... His parents might have been, like, weirdos, though.
I mean, I hope there's no Ferrises out there listening to this thinking I'm deeply offended, because I don't mean to offend you, but, yeah, well, it's a bit of a weird way. It's only a few letters away from ferret, isn't it, really?
I mean, we actually have our listener base is made up of 50% of people called Ferris and 50% of people called ferret, so you just alienated everyone.
Oh, shit, sorry, I've just... Yeah, I've just upset a lot of people.
Did you remember one of yours, or do you want me to bring up the next one?
Yeah, come on, let's see if we can get to a film I've actually seen and can remember.
Okay,
I've seen this one.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. Which one? Which one?
The original with.
Come on.
Yeah. So, basically, the theory is that Willy Wonka is just a serial killer. And that he actually murdered all the children through accidents. Now, I can see where this might be considered, like, how they've come to the sort of, like...
The theory of it.
The theory, because he sort of probably would have known about all the kids. Like, what their sort of... You know, weaknesses were like Augustus Gloop likes to eat
lots of things.
So, like, let's just have a river of chocolate that he'll drown in. But then he eventually gets sucked into a tube, which I don't know, maybe that's a happy coincidence sort of thing. He was thinking, yeah, I'll drown him in chocolate. No, he's gone into the tube. He shows them the tunnel of like chickens getting their heads cut off, which is like, what's that got to do with making chocolate? I love that song, though, where he's just like, the river keeps on going, blah, 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 flowing. And then he just goes,
flowing.
Yep.
Violet gets, like...
The bubble gum, she likes chewing gum, doesn't she?
Yeah. Veruca Salt gets dropped into the furnace.
Yeah, because she likes...
Because she's like, if you like pretty things, you'll like fire. Die!
Well, no, it's a golden egg, isn't it? She wants a golden goose.
Mike TV shrinking him down. I mean, that's the one where I'm like, come on. If you were going to, like, wouldn't you just have him electrocuted or something?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of how to murder children with televisions.
Well,
probably not the best thing.
Maybe he's not a murderer, but maybe he just likes severely injuring them. Because, of course, they all do get severely injured, don't they?
That's true. Yeah, he's not a serial killer. He's a serial injurer. Yeah. It's not even a word.
Maybe he actually is the secret owner of Injury Lawyers for You.
Maybe
he's
that's
like,
it.
I'm going to make a fucking mint. Here you go, Charlie. Have the chocolate factory. Have you been involved in a chocolate factory involved accident?
It could be that.
I like it. I prefer that one.
Well, my final thing for the episode was going to be that we come up with our own conspiracy theories. I'm going with that one.
Yeah, I'm totally going with that one.
Willy Wonka is the actual owner of Injury Lawyers for You.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I'm saying he's not a serial killer.
No.
He's an ambulance.
I think we haven't addressed the elephant in the room, really, have we?
Which is what?
Which is, what about the Umbalumbas? Because, you know, if he's
a
murderer, yeah, he's trying to tell me that they're kind of assisting the murderer, or just a poor little Umbalumba.
It could be, though, that he's like henpecked them into, not henpecked them, he sort of gaslighted them into being like, look, the only way to get ahead in this life is to kill these children.
Is to kill, I suppose.
Or they've got such a routine, they get Stockholm syndrome that they don't really know what they're doing.
Or it could be that they're actually just like, look, we're going to be operating the call centres for Injury Lawyers for You.
You're earning lots of money.
Have you been involved in an accident? Oompa Loompa, the accident. Have you been involved in a life-changing accident? It doesn't really work. Yeah, I'm debating that one now because I'm sort of like, hang on a second, those Oompa Loompas can sing songs about anything. I guess I should really be an Oompa Loompa. Anyway, that's a dream.
I'm just imagining Oompa Loompas in, like, you know, the Go Compare advert. Oompa Loomp! Oompa Loomp!
I really want to see that now. So, like, Oompa Loompas, like, cartwheeling into a room with some person. They're like, oh, my God, what's going on? Oompa Loomp! Oompa Loomp! Yeah, they could sell any old shit.
Yeah, they probably could.
Yeah, I'd buy anything if an Oompa Loompa told me to. I'd be like, all right. Even if it was something I didn't want. Like, it's like, here's the...
new V-cat.
Can't think of anything I wouldn't want, actually. Bond.
Sergey, you get a little Oompa Loompa sent through the door.
Wait, what?
I'm thinking, you know, what's it called?
Compare the market.
Compare the market. Compare the deer cat.
Oh, if they told me that I could get 2 for 1 on Orange Mondays or whatever it was, 2 cinema tickets for an Oompa Loompa,
and they deliver it to orange? The door.
They were. It was Orange Wednesdays, wasn't it?
Orange Wednesdays,
yeah.
It would have worked, yeah, well. Right. We need to take over the Oompa Loompas. We need to sort of, like, wrangle them away from Charlie. Charlie Bucket, or whatever his name
is. Yeah, Charlie Bucket.
Oh. See, look at that. Right, so, you know the movie Home Alone?
We do.
Yeah.
Another How classic, is this Christmas classic, very timely.
How's this for a theory? The sequels to those movies? Saw.
I'm confused.
have you know the film Saw?
Paul, the film Saw. I thought that's what you were referring to, and I thought, no, you can't be linking them two.
No,
that's exactly where he's going.
So what you're saying is that the subsequent films in that trilogy, Home Alone 2 and 3, was there even a 4?
I think there might be.
Are you trying to say they're actually Saw films?
They count, well, according to the theory, they count in canon. I mean, if you think about it, right, those... The two original burglars, I mean, they should have died, let's face it. Even the micro machines under the carpet should have killed them. I always actually sort of like was secretly planning on doing that to people. I don't know whether that makes me a serial killer. Because I was always
just like, just a Oompa Loompa.
It's to the orange skin. I keep putting this makeup on. I should just take it off. I should be free.
I have to say, I mean, that was very sore-like, wasn't it, that we went around...
I'm going to admit something here. I haven't actually seen Saw.
No, neither have I.
I mean, it's not like an essential viewing. The first ones, I enjoyed the first one, but the rest of them were sort of like, okay, I can see what's happening now. You know,
so if there was a director's cut of Home Alone, what you would be seeing is Joe Pesci chopping his ankle off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they're both like, they're both in the basement. They wake up and like Kevin's parents are watching on the camera and they're just like, our son did this. We're so proud.
Do you want to play a game? I can't remember what it is now. That little, yeah, the person on the trike.
I mean, that could be him literally like, oh, this is me as a child.
Yeah.
Like, saving my house. Like, it's justification sort of thing. Yeah. He's like, I'm just trying to protect my neighbourhood from
burglars.
Or the police, because I think there was a policeman that was chained up in the original Saw.
Oh, I don't know.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
The only way I've seen Saw is through a Scary Movie, where she then takes her eye out. And she's, oh my god, I have a key, look. And it, oh, it's a fake eye. That's the only way. Obviously, I know it's not how the Saw movies go, but that's the only way, that's the only way I can see it, is because it's funny.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say that Saw is my favorite. I prefer the Home Alone franchise to the Saw franchise.
That's my level.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I know that, you know, after 2, things went downhill. Some might argue that 2 was a downhill move, but I think the Bird Lady brings it up. Like, you know, I love the Bird Lady. She's great. He's like all scared of the Bird Lady.
Yeah,
and then the Bird Lady turns out to be a human being.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're not so bad now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you're not made of pigeons.
Yeah.
Doesn't Trump appear in?
He does.
He does.
I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah.
That's the scariest thing about it.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I always watch that and I'm like, oh my god. So I'm trying to think of films now that you guys, I'm now really concerned. So Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Another classic.
Doc Brown was suicidal.
Quite plausible.
I properly believe that for no other reason than his hair. He had suicidal hair.
That's what my hair looks like.
Don't do it, Tim. Don't do it.
I'm going to end up being like Doc Brown, I think. I'm just going to be like, I'll drive around in a DeLorean screaming at teenagers going, Marty!
Don't do it!
We've got to go back to the future! So so there's a point where he's like, his inventions are always like failing and messing up and stuff in the first movie.
Yeah.
And there's a point where he's like driving the DeLorean and he pulls Marty in, and then as he's remote controlling the DeLorean, and then he drives it and it goes through time and stops in front of them or something. And it's the idea is it's like, look, he wants to kill himself and kill Marty as well, which I agree with. Like, you know, old people want to kill teenagers. there's no sort of ifs and buts about that. But I guess the fact that I don't really think he's suicidal. He obviously knows that the experiment's going to work because Marty goes back in time.
Yeah.
And affirms the idea to him in the 50s. So he already knows that it's going to work.
Yeah.
So he's not really suicidal. I'm saying it's bullshit from the outset. I'm just like... And also,
yeah, I think if we just park his hair for one second, yeah, I wouldn't. He's not suicidal, is he? Really?
No, he's
he might be a bit blue. You know, he might have the odd blue day, and yeah, he's, you know, a few struggles here and there, but
such a genius.
Yeah, he's not going to take his own life. Bless him. He's Doc Brown, for crying out loud.
Yeah, how can you can't look at those eyes and go, oh yeah, he's at the end of his rope.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's just no, can't believe that.
Yeah, fuck you, people that came up with that idea.
Yeah,
he's fine.
I mean, he's more suicidal when he's playing Uncle Fester in the Yeah. Family.
Yeah, I agree yeah, with that. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, he's like completely just like, kill me now. Yeah. And he's like,
I mean, he drives a fucking DeLorean. How could you be suicidal if you owned a DeLorean? A future classic car. Well, not even a future classic. It's a classic car.
Exactly.
Happiness in a car.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying 100% bullshit. That gets a.
Yeah.
That gets the the stamp
of
disapproval.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So your final theory for the evening. It's about Jurassic Park.
Ooh. Another classic. Come on then.
But I only watched it recently, actually, Timmy, for the first time. Yeah, about last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's only took me 10 years to say, don't worry, it's not that scary.
But I bet you were scared
by the
Jurassic Parks. It's the dinosaur, when the velociraptors open the door, it's like, no.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
The second I have to get into it, I've now got an oven that I can climb in just in case velociraptors come.
And basically never ever use a porta cabin or a portaloo in the presence of a T-Rex.
No, never ever.
Because it's only going to end, well, I suppose, save you some toilet paper.
Okay, yeah. You just don't, yeah. Would a T-Rex want to eat anyone after they've just taken a massive, like...
Well, I thought that, to be honest. Yeah, you would have thought we would have looked at him, realised he's just took a dump, and thought, I'd rather not.
Can you wipe first?
Exactly, but he didn't seem particularly bothered. So I can only assume that as well as having stupidly small arms, a T-Rex also has no sense of smell.
Or taste.
Or taste.
Or taste, yeah. So again, it's another fact. In fact, I'd love it. You know, your 50% of this, that your listenership is called Ferris. I know 5% or what do you call dinosaur people again? Not people that think they're dinosaurs, people that specialise in dinosaurs.
I don't know.
Oh, bloody hell, there's a name for them, man.
I want to say paleontologist, but that's not that, is it? That's
paleontologist, the...
Well, I don't know.
That's dinosaur bloody... bones,
oh,
I think.
This is him.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of those people... Off. Yeah,
a dinosaur person.
Let's get one of them on next time. We can prove this fact as well. The T-Rexes have stupidly small arms, can taste for shit, and basically can't smell.
I'll put it to my brother and see if he'll come on.
Yeah.
Debate the T-Rexes. That is oddly enough, that's not the theory. That's
it's not.
Yeah, no. No one even mentioned that actually in this weird theory. But it could actually tie in because. The theory is that the dinosaurs aren't actually real. Which
what, was all special effects?
Apparently so.
No.
Yeah, I was there just like, of course they're not real. It's a fucking movie. Why would you think it's real? It's just people CGIing the dinosaurs in.
Never. I actually thought they'd like train them and everything. That's nuts.
I know, it's to be honest, I initially thought that the that they'd resurrected dinosaurs and then just put them in a movie. But
yeah,
so is that all fiction?
The entire thing. I mean, Louis Theroux was in the credits. That's why I thought it was real. But he was just an executive producer.
Right. Oh, one of those just token mentions. Basically, did shit all. Yeah.
He just collected a paycheck. So what it is that they basically just created dinosaurs, made these things to look like what they assumed people would think that dinosaurs were. And the evidence comes from Jim Hammond's speech where he says that he started off his career making a flea circus, which was all just it's just like animatronic sort of thing, like the little tricks to trick people.
Yeah.
But I would argue in that speech, he says, I wanted to give them something real, which is why I made dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So really, it's sort of like, I think it's bullshit. I mean, in the movie, they're real.
You're speaking to the right person, actually, because my good wife, until quite recently, until quite recently, didn't believe that dinosaurs existed. So all of those fossils and all of those things that are in museums was all bullshit. Isn't that right, Rachel?
Well, it's not as clear cut as all that, but... But I guess I sort of saw them in the same category as, like, dragons and unicorns for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Dragons and unicorns aren't real.
exactly. I mean, I've never seen any of them. So, like, in theory, they're as real as each
other. So you thought dinosaurs are one step removed from a leprechaun? Or a unicorn? Oh,
leprechauns are definitely real. If umbalumpas are real, we have to go and leprechauns. Yeah. It's tears of reality. I guess there's still like remnants of dinosaurs. It's just a bit.
Yeah, they're just changed evolved. A lot. Yeah, like crocodiles and.
Technically chickens.
Yeah, that's true.
Chickens were velociraptors.
Yeah.
I've been saying this. I think our tortoise George is very much like a little dinosaur, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that Milo is very T-Rex like, because he stomps around.
He does.
In a mood, and then he'll just scavenge food.
Yeah, and then just all he is
even though he can't smell or taste.
Yeah, he's always eating. he's always eating lawyers that are on the toilet. Terrible. We had to lock the door when we had our solicitor around. It was terrible. She was always at risk, but you know, she made it.
She did.
She made it to the end of our movie, at least.
Yes.
Welcome to Timmy Park.
You see them doing this strange kind of retrospective thing with people that have died. So they'll dig someone up from like the 1500s and then think, "Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll just, you know, I'll carbon date it and I'll scan it in and do all these weird things," and then they say this is what this person actually looked like from like a remnant of cheekbone.
Mm. Yeah.
And you think, how the hell do you know that? So you've got a point in that respect. How the hell did they know? I mean, I know they've got bones and stuff, so you've got a rough shape, but
it is a bit weird because they can't account for things like you know, like a broken nose or obviously disfigurements with the actual, like, I don't know, I guess with the external sort of things, like if you had scars and
like anything, like some people are discussing whether some of the dinosaurs were feathered or scaled, or because you can't really distinguish either.
I think the main thing now is they're saying that they had feathers as opposed to scales, but scales was like from the beginning was like, oh yeah, they had scales.
Yeah.
And then it was like more evidence came out. It's like, oh, they've got feathers.
Yeah.
I would actually love it if, like, in the future, if I could just see into the future to see, like, they dig me up and they're like, what did he look like? And they like, they sort of take a scan of my head and they're like, he looks like this. And it came out as like Mario or something. I just, oh, look, he looks like Sonic the Hedgehog. What a weird guy. We believe that this was an anthropomorphic hedgehog, or I don't know, mate. Who knows?
I think we're getting into my questions about science. We always talk about science like it is this like very homogeneous thing that like is full of definitive truth, but we're finding out new things about it all the time, aren't we?
Absolutely. And...
Well, it's actually supposed to be more of a something that evolves, basically, but people do tend to cling to it like it's, oh no, definitive proof is science. But good scientists usually say it's not, it's supposed to evolve with the knowledge that we acquire, which is always very interesting, because some people will laugh at people with religion and say, oh, you don't believe in science or something, ha ha ha. But you're like, well, that's to believe fully in science isn't very scientific, really. You should always just hold science as like a guiding light.
Light, yeah.
Into the future.
Well, then you can say that literally about anything.
Yeah. Well, and you shouldn't really be like, this is the definitive thing.
Yeah. This is gospel, so this is truth.
Yeah, I don't look at like, I don't take issue one of Batman and say, this is definitive Batman.
That's true.
I look at the entire scope of Batman and I look to the future of Batman and what can Batman become?
Yeah.
And then I look at the fan base and I go, ugh. And I put Batman away and I lock Batman in the safe and I never look at Batman again. Or at least for 5 months. And then I started going, oh, Batman's quite good. Let's look at Batman again.
And then the whole circle continues.
That's basically how I view everything nowadays. I start looking into something and then I'm like, actually, I don't like the people involved in this. I'm gonna look away forever. And then 5 months later, I go back to it and I go, oh my God, it's even more toxic than it was before. Anyway, I think that's a good place to end this wonderful episode of Big Timmy's House.
I think most of those theories were booed, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, I mean, look, those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, I watched the movie. Alan Grant was convinced, I'm convinced.
Yeah, totally.
Jeff Goldblum said, rah-ha-ha, rah-ha-ha. So, I mean, how can you argue with that?
You can't.
So, I'd like to thank our guests this week.
Yay!
Rachel and Paul. Yep. Do you guys have any particular things you want to plug?
No, not really. Sorry for, you know, breaking to the world the fact that is the Matrix.
Well, now that we know that we're in the Matrix, maybe we can do the Superman thing.
Maybe.
We can all fly around.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
And I mean, it makes a lot more sense out of 2020, doesn't it?
Yep. I look forward to doing this again, and I think I'm gonna get on my own conspiracy theories. I'm really surprised you didn't bring up Inception.
Oh,
I was waiting for Inception.
That is actually that was my next one on the list.
Yeah, but you need a lot of brain for that, don't you?
Yeah, maybe that's next time.
Yeah. We'll start off with Inception and move on from there.
Yeah.
Great. So
there's quite a lot of movie conspiracies, so.
Yeah, and I'm now going to have to send you some movies to watch as well.
By the sound of things, yeah, I'm going to have to chew and watch bloody Grease and what was the other one?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, and all I want to do, the other thing I want to do is apologise to all the Ferrises out there.
And the ferrets as well. Don't forget the ferrets.
Yeah. And the ferrets, yeah, for being so close to the ferrises. So I feel like I've just alienated half of your listenership. Bless them. So many apologies. Please tune in next week and don't hold it against me.
As always, just give Mr. Jazz Chicken on Jazz Chicken 87 on Twitch.
Yep.
Give him a check out.
Send him your love.
Yeah, don't forget to abuse him. He's probably playing some sort of Christmas games by the time this comes out because
it'll be just before Christmas.
Yeah, so he'll be starting his 24 days of Christmas. So don't forget to check him out and maybe you'll see me in the comments. I'll put some rude words, maybe.
Pop in as and when we can.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We're busy making a podcast. Who knows what's going to happen? So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Oh, you guys can just say, like...
You're Rachel and Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that the right way around.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah, get out of my house. Just trying to remember the... Buddy things. Oh, fantastic. Right, I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you there, guys.